Hi there, this is Elistar with your Key Races and Bets podcast for Saturday, May 12th. As always, this podcast and the blog, the Key Races and Bets blog, brought to you courtesy of AmWager. Check out AmWager.com. You can also get the written version of the podcast, the Key Races and Bets blog, at AmWager.com. Click on Handicapping. Click on Elistar's blog. We're going to start today, Saturday, May 12th, with the third at Belmont, the Vagrancy Handicap. Early on the card, but there's actually a lot of opportunity for profit here because every horse can really win, but I'm going to talk about a couple. First is Kirby's Penny. She is 6 for 11 in her career. Better still, 5 for 7 on dirt and all since last April. She finished second in the other two dirt starts she didn't win among those seven races and absolutely ready for grade three competition like she faced today with Johnny Velasquez riding, the same as for her two big dirt wins last summer at Saratoga and the most recent one, April 8th, came off a six-month layoff. Really, she should improve second off the layoff and she'll need to improve a little bit, but not that much to have to win here. Opening at 6-1, Kirby's Penny fits the moniker for this Key Races and Bets blog because she is a key bet. Swing and Sway is another very playable horse in this race, opening at 12-1. She just won the Carousel Stakes at Oaklawn. Two before that, the American Beauty Stakes, another stakes sprint at Oaklawn. She's 5 for 15 in her career and could also be very competitive. There's no real knocks on the rest. Holiday Disguise opening at 9-5. Doesn't have any more probability than the rest. She's a nice horse. She won the Grade 3 Distaff last month at Aqueduct, but it wasn't any better than anybody else's best effort. And the horse she beat, Sounds Delicious, who was disqualified from 2nd to 4th, is another good horse, but nothing really special. They're all about the same, so take the price. In the 3rd at Belmont, Saturday the 12th, the Vagrancy Handicap post time, 2:34 Eastern. Bet Kirby's Penny to win at 2-1 or better, and bet Swing and Sway at 3-1 or better. There's value in betting both. You sacrifice a little bit of a profit to help make a profit. Place bets at 5-1 or better to make multiple win bets. Use a dutching tool. Great dutching tool at AmWager helps you allocate how much money to bet for the same return. Moving on to later in the Belmont card, race 8 at Belmont, the Run Happy Stakes. Post time, 5:14. And Always Sunshine is every bit as likely to win as the favorite Skylar's Scramjet and Westwood opening at 7-5 and 2-1, I believe. But Always Sunshine opens at 12-1. Not seen since July, but he won his 2017 debut off a layoff from the previous October, so the long layoff is not an issue. He's banked 400,000 in his career, first or second, 10 of 18. He's going to be ignored compared to others. And a couple years ago, he finished second in the Grade 3 Tom Fool, the same race Skylar's Scramjet won in March of this year. And the odds disparity is ridiculous. Later that spring of 16, Always Sunshine won the Grade 3 Maryland Sprint with a career-best 118 Equiway speed figure. And his last start of 2017 earned a 109. He's not that old. He can run those kinds of numbers. And that could win. Stack up very nicely against these if he repeats either of those efforts. That's Always Sunshine. King Kranz goes for his third win in a row since moving to the barn of Rudy Rodriguez. And Irad Ortiz Jr. rides back after being up for the first time last month in a strong win. The comeback win in March earned a 108 figure, and at 9-2, he has to be considered a win contender and a win bet as well. Skylar Scramjet's a contender, can't be labeled vulnerable, but not a great bet at low odds. Dropping from Grade 1 Carter last time out helps his chances as Westwood as well, opening at 2-1. Another with a shot. Although his first graded attempt last month wasn't that good as he faded to 5th, so maybe we could even take a stand against him. However, in the Run Happy Stakes, race 8, Belmont, Saturday the 12th, 5:14 Eastern. Always Sunshine, win in place, 2-1 or more for sure. Exacta, Always Sunshine and King Kranz over. Always Sunshine, King Kranz, Skylar's Scramjet, and Westwood. No point putting the two favorites together. And then turn it around as well. Always Sunshine, King Kranz, Skylar's Scramjet, and Westwood over Always Sunshine and King Kranz. If Always Sunshine and King Kranz run 1-2, you hit it twice. Otherwise, a lot of value here separating the favorites. Don't forget, check out amwager.com, courteous sponsors of this podcast and the blog, amwager.com. And you can always get the blog at amwager.com. Click on handicapping. Click on Ellistar's blog, Key Races and Bets blog. Peter Pan Stakes, race 10 at Belmont, post time 6:18. Just Whistle is absolute key bet on the day here. He earned the best last race Equibase figure 106 from winning last month at Keeneland. That was his second start of the year. Big improvement off his runner-up effort 1 month prior, which followed 6 months off. No doubt Just Whistle can get the mile and eighth as son of Pioneer of the Nile, and he's on a great pattern, third race off the layoff for significant improvement. High North earned his first win last fall in his third career start, then tried Stakes Company, and wasn't really disgraced, fourth at 14 in the Kentucky Jockey Club. After taking the winner off, without a prep, they put him in the Risen Star, then the Rebel. Big mistake. He really ran badly in both. But he went back to top form, adding blinkers for the Northern Spur Stakes last time out on Arkansas Derby Day, earning a 105 figure drawing off by 2.5 lengths in a field of 8. It's just dropping out of that Derby-type competition. He was much better. Brad Cox, of course, having a tremendous year, winning about 35%, including Monomoy Girl, in the Oaks last week. Cox's starters win back-to-back at 30%, about twice the average. Very good rate. High North should hold his form, could win his second stakes in a row. Blended Citizen needs a hot pace in front of him to succeed, as occurred in March when he rallied to win the Jeff Ruby Stakes, formerly the Spiral, at Turfway with a 109 figure. Tried to earn enough points for the Kentucky Derby by running in the Bluegrass, could only manage fifth. Then he wasn't also eligible in the Derby and couldn't get in. In the Peter Pan, there's not a lot of prospect for a hotly contested pace, so he could be hard-pressed to pass them all. But it's not an impossible task, so I'm going to consider him for exactas and trifectas. In the Peter Pan, race 10 at Belmont, post time 6:18. Win bet, 2-1 or better, Just Whistle. A real true key win bet on the card. A second win bet is warranted on High North at 3-1 or more, maybe for a few less dollars. Exact the box, Just Whistle, High North, and Blended Citizen. I am taking a stand against Core Beliefs here. Overbet off his third place finish behind Justify in the San Diego Derby. Last race on today's Key Races and Bets blog and podcast for Saturday, May 12th. The Man of War Stakes, race 11 at Belmont, post time 6:50. Big, big price here and a good shot for a long shot to come in the board or hopefully post the upset in Postulation. He should not be 20-1 on the morning line considering his record in similar races. A head loss in the Kentucky Turf Cup last summer, a win in the American St. Leger before that. The jockey change of Vargas is just fine. He's going to be underbet because of the jockey who people don't know, but Vargas was aboard for both those stakes races. After the Kentucky Turf Cup, Postulation ran badly, 8th of 10 on a really soft course in the Canadian International, the one won by Bowles Alley at 60-1. He returned from a 6-month layoff last month, ran big, rallying from 4th, battled down the stretch, got beat 2 necks on the wire. He was just short, should improve off that, and with 8 first or second place finishes and 16 turf races, 400,000 banked, proven at marathon distances like this 11 for a long trip. Postulation gets a big push here. Almost as likely and certainly as playable, not as big of a price, but an overlay is One Go All Go, who won the mile and a half grade 2 Elkhorn last month at Keeneland. He's now run big in 5 of his last 6 since changing trainers to Scooter Dickey. Even though in 4 of those he finished 2nd, One Go All Go was never that far off. And 2 of them he finished just behind High Happy and Saddler's Joy, who opened much lower than One Go All Go's 6-1. There's very little other early pace in the race, and Landeros could do what he did in the Elkhorn, which is to put him on the lead, and he could really slow things down and get brave in the stretch. No real knocks on Saddler's Joy or High Happy, but no profit on win bets either. Postulation to win, 3-1 or better, win and place in the Man of War, win and place on Postulation, 3-1 or more. One Go All Go, win and place, 3-1 or more. Exactus, Postulation and One Go All Go over all. And turn it around, play the opposite. One Go, All Go, and Postulation overall. If either of them comes in first or second, I think we've made a profit. Thanks very much for listening to this weekend's Key Races and Bets blog, Saturday, May 12th. Check out the blog, this was the podcast, at amwager.com. Follow me on Twitter, at Uber Capper, and good luck at the races.